When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, though, let's get to the guest hotline where we are joined by Glenn Ivey, who is Maryland's 4th Congressional District member, and he's joining us to discuss the future of a home for the Commanders, whether that's in Maryland or in D.C. So, first of all, Congressman Ivey, thanks for the time. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. So, where do things stand for you? I wonder just your unique perspective there, someone representing Maryland, but also kind of the interests of the country with what's happened here over the last several hours where it looks like D.C. was getting RFK land and now they're not. Just where do you stand as someone from Maryland representing Maryland?
Well, I certainly want to keep the Commanders in Maryland right where they are. We were hoping to be able to build them a new stadium there and do a lot of redevelopment around it. So that's our goal. And, you know, Governor Westmore has been working hard to be able to pull that off. So we'll see how it goes.
So I am a Virginia guy, I should tell you, so I'm not overly familiar. Is the 4th Congressional District near or around the Landover site or no?
Yeah, that's right in the middle of my district. We're the eastern border of Washington, D.C. So it goes up to Laurel. It goes through University of Maryland, FedEx Field, all the way down to MGM.
National Harbor. So this is your backyard. So then tell me this. I happen to now be I think D.C.'s too complicated. It seems like we can't figure this out. If they get the land back, then you start fighting with the city council. So out of convenience, not because I necessarily love the area, I'm on Glenn Ivey's team. I'm going, build me something awesome. Do it out by FedEx. Give me a town center with restaurants and bars and all the stuff you didn't give me near FedEx 1.0 that I was promised years ago. But it seems like this time we can do. My partner here, Danny, says, I don't ever want to go out there. I don't go to the current stadium. I don't want to go to the new stadium. So tell my guy, Danny, why he should be on our side.
Well, he should be on our side because it doesn't look like they're going to get the RFK language passed in the bill. I think what we're hearing right now is it's been stripped out. So I don't know if that's going to happen. But more importantly, I think, you know, we've got a chance to really build a destination that's going to be phenomenal. You know, we've got a new stadium. We've got designs that we've seen about how spectacular that can be. Their development around it can make sense. We can do a lot of great things to build up mixed-use, retail-oriented, and transit-oriented development. We've already got metros there. We've got the new construction by the hospital. We can put the amenities like the restaurants and things nearby. We can make it look pretty much like Nationals Park does now. But we need the help of having the stadium there so we can get the whole thing jump-started.
So, Congressman, isn't the metro still going to be a mile away, kind of no matter how they spin that, or am I missing something?
No, the goal is to move the stadium a little bit southeast from where it is. Mm-hmm. So then it'll be closer to the metro that's there. Then to build an overpass over the Beltway because there's another metro just south of the hospital
right. That
would be even closer. So then you've got two metro stops there that would be actually better than what you've got at the RFK site right now. You'd still have the parking availability and you'd still have great access from the Beltway there, which is actually better than the road access since you've got at the RFK campus. So we've got a lot of advantages. We want to have a chance to build on it.
We're talking about the possibility of FedEx 2.0 with Congressman Glenn Ivey. Of course, it's now Northwest Stadium out there. So without re-legislating, I think there is some skepticism from a lot of people. Like, we had a couple callers today that said, oh, you know, you think they're going to do the big town center with the restaurants and the bars. We heard that last time. It never happened. Why didn't it last time, and what's different? My answer was, I think you guys have already suggested you'd spend $450, $500 million, whatever the number is, to help build up around the stadium. But for the people like my co-host here who says, oh, they had the chance, they didn't do it, what would be different this time?
Two words, Dan Snyder. He's gone. And now that he's gone, all of that land is owned by the Harris team and those around them. They're people who actually run businesses, built businesses, and made, well, frankly, billions of dollars, which is how they could afford to buy the team to start with. But they believe in trying to build out on the property there. And it's a win-win. It's good for the community, but frankly, it's also good for them, because as we build and add things to that area, the value of the land goes up, and it puts extra value in the land that they purchase. So we think there's a win-win there for the ownership of the team. There's certainly a win-win there for the community. And when you put the new stadium with the new amenities and everything together, it's also better for the fans, and they can have a better experience.
Maryland Congressman Glenn Ivey with us, represents the 4th District, which includes the current Northwest Stadium, which, of course, is under the microscope now all of a sudden once again. So did you guys know, I guess I don't know how long you've been in office, Congressman, forgive me, but did you always know that it was Dan Snyder? Like in 2009, did we know that Dan Snyder was Dan Snyder, as bad as he was going to be, or in 2004 or 6 or any of those other times when there wasn't a ton of development around there?
I don't think anybody knew how bad Dan Snyder was going to be.
I mean, I didn't. I was excited back in 99, sir.
I was too, but I think he's actually been maybe the worst owner in all of professional sports across the board. He was terrible.
Yes.
And now look, this new guy comes in, he brings in the new coach, they bring in the new GM. All of a sudden, we got a team that's ready to go, even though they built a team off no rookies that carried over from the previous regime, mm-hmm. right? Pretty much everybody's new. We got Jaden Daniels in the draft. It's outstanding. Before the season started, I thought maybe we'd win 5 or 6 games this year. This has been miraculous. I've got kids. I've got 6 kids. The oldest one's like 37. The youngest one's 24. They've never seen Washington have a winning football team that they can recall until now. And so they're geeked up. Now that we've had 30 years in the desert with the Snyder regime, now that we've got a team that can win, let us hang on to it. We can build around it.
Yeah, I'm a tad younger than your oldest, so I can relate to that content. I don't know what it's like. My mom tells me, my dad tells me about this team winning something meaningful, but I'll take their word for that. And, VHS tape, year-long documentary series that we bought when I was a kid. Congressman Glenn Ivey is with us. So give us the idea for the vision. Like, what are we actually talking about? And is the money that you're willing to give the team, is that just for basically the stuff around the stadium, or would there be any money to go toward the actual stadium?
Well, we'll have to see how they do the financing arrangements. Usually that gets hashed out, a little further down the road. And the Harris team hasn't, they need to kind of make a commitment, I think, a little more than what they've done so far before you actually get to the financial piece. But having said that,
there's this whole D.C.
There's been some flirting, sir.
She looks pretty good over there, too. You know what I mean?
Hey, I get it. I get it. That's what competition's all about. But, I think the goal would be to have something like, Nationals Baseball Stadium. If you guys lived around here long enough to remember what that looked like, it was incredible. What a change has happened. And it's just maybe 10 years, how fast it's been. You've got other stadium scenarios that are suburban, like Foxborough, what the Patriots have done there. You've got other suburban stadiums, too, that we've been looking at that would be good models. And then from the financing standpoint, we've looked at a variety of those around the country. There's infinite ways to do it. But, the key is to find revenue streams that can help with the team as far as paying for the construction. That might be parking. That might be bonds. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do this. And make sure we use it more than just the 8 to 10 games. I should say more than 10, right? We have the 2 for the play for the preseason. Got to have some playoff games in there, too. But, it's a great place to have Beyonce and those come. And this would be an indoor stadium, too. So you could have the Final Four there. I mean, we've got real possibilities of what you could do if we do it right. And I think these guys will.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congressman, I know it's not just Landover within your district. There are other locales as well. Pretty much people have kind of framed this as a choice between the pipe dream of D.C. and its current location. Is there any chance anywhere else in Maryland might be a viable site?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of viable sites in Prince George's County potentially, but, you know, Harris owns the land where it is. Mm-hmm. So I think from a standpoint of putting a deal together that makes sense for the Harris team, for Prince George's County, for Maryland, and the Commanders, keeping them where they are is probably the best way to go.
One of the sticking points previously between then Maryland didn't end up derailing the D.C. deal, obviously. That was someone else's doing. But one of the issues in getting to this point was, what are they going to do with the current stadium? What is that resolution if they end up, because that's in your backyard right there. You can't just have a big hunk of concrete with 70,000 seats. Like, if somehow this thing falls apart tonight, they get the bill tweaked and RFK's back in. What agreement did you come to on that?
Well, they signed an MOU, but you know, and it's, I call it Plan B. So the idea is that it would be torn down and that you know, the Harris team would pay for removing, you know, the rubbish that comes from that. But man, look, we're in this to win this. We think we can get the stadium. We think it's the better venue, and it's actually doable from the standpoint of not just finances but logistics, and in the time frame that they need to get it done. So, I'm still focused on the win. You know.
So you'd rather have the stadium in Prince George's than the fighter jets?
Yeah, the fighter jets have no link to this. You know, somehow
did you ask for the fighter jets, or is that someone else?
Is like you getting to ride in one a condition of anything?
Yeah. Who wanted the fighter jets? What was that about?
You know, that the Washington Post put those two together, and God bless them. I love the paper, but they aren't connected. But, you know, I think the key here is to make sure that we get all of those things put together. There was a link of some sort with respect to the Key Bridge, but that looks like that's going to be still in the bill and moving forward with the 100% appropriations to cover it. So I think we're good on that front. We'll figure out the fighter jets later.
So, Congressman, my last one, I know you referenced that there's still a lot of TBD in terms of any kind of budget, but you know, this was a big question that regular folks like Grant and I just had, who don't do this professionally, about D.C.'s ability to come up with a whole bunch of money. Where would the money come from if Maryland does have to start kicking in some funding, whether it's to area around, to the stadium itself, et cetera? Is it something that's budgeted? Is it, as you mentioned, just, you know, fundraising via bonds or otherwise? How would it get paid for, whatever it is?
Well, there's some money that's been set aside by the General Assembly. I think it's around $400 million. Mm-hmm. It's not solely for this. It would be for, you know, construction and development around that location. It's called the Blue Line Corridor. But there's other revenue streams, too. So, for example, if you build parking lots so that you don't have the big concrete asphalt, you know, thing that we've got right now, but you take up some of that, you build the parking lot, you know, people pay to park, you use that revenue stream to cover the construction. And then after that's paid off, then it's a revenue stream that can be used by the team and by, you know, the state or the county to pay off bonds that we might have gotten to cover these expenses. And bonds would be one of those too as well. And then potentially, you know, there are other ways to finance it too. We'd have to see what the Harris team's willing to bring, you know, to bear to get the financing done. But, I mean, he knew he was going to have to build a new stadium when he bought the team. So I would assume that he's prepared to do that. And they're going to have to do it whether it's in D.C. or Maryland. So, you know, I think there's a lot of ways to get it done. The key is just to make a decision that we are going to get it done, to sit down together, you know, whether it's Mr. Harris with Governor Moore or whoever, and commit to moving forward and getting it done as quickly as possible so we can get the new stadium and the team in it by 2030.
That's the goal. I mean, and that's kind of why I came to your side of things, is it seems like we could do it sans a lot of obstacles. pretty quickly. I mean, let's just say the thing fails, DC doesn't get the land back, Maryland's a winner. How quickly can we get this thing going? Or like me, you, Wes Moore, we grab our shovels, we're out there tonight. What's the deal?
Yeah, I can get a pickaxe and a shovel. I'm 63, though, so I won't be doing a whole lot.
You got a bunch of kids, so I'll meet them out there. How about that?
Yeah, I do have five sons, so I could drag them out, and we can get going with you. But seriously, though, I mean, I think, you know, we just have to hash out the deal and get it moving forward quickly. But the upside for us is, you know, everything's pretty much cleared and level to go. And we've got some thoughts about, you know, the infrastructure that would need to be added, but a lot of it's already there. And it's not as old as what's there at, the RFK site. So, you know, we've got the metro sites, we've got the beltway, we've got the parking lot that we can reduce the size of that, put some new development around it, the retail and transit-oriented development stuff, put the new stadium up. We can have this looking good in a few years. We're ready to go.
Congressman, thank you so much for joining us. Great information. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
By the way, you got good pipes. If the congressional thing doesn't work out, there's probably a radio gig for you. You sound like a radio guy.
I'd love to come join you guys.
All right. Well,
very cool.
We'll have you chop it up with us sometime in studio. There's Glenn Ivey, congressman in Maryland.